Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre- and post-market dilator spirometer. I'm showing Catherine with a K, Zorich, Z-O-R-I-C-H. This goes to Dr. Lee Bond. On 12-7-22, Mrs. Zorich performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25 to 75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6-9-22, there's been significant deterioration, period, of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing deterioration, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Alfred Brigman, B-R-I-G-M-A-N. This goes to the VA on 12-7-22. Mr. Brigman performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airway obstruction, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 5-24-22, there's been significant reduction of forced vital capacity, which may be related to effort. Period, clinical correlation will be required for further assessment, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Peter Riley. This goes to Dr. Bocoup on 12-7-22. Mr. Riley performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction with and significant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25 to 75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7-26-22, there's been no significant change, period. To paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Vincent Tassoni, T-A-S-S-O-N-E. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 12-7-22, Mr. Tassoni performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a mild degree of airway obstruction, period. New paragraph. Compared to a prior study dated 6-7-22, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph. Impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant progression, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on June Lovelace. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 12-7-22, Mrs. Lovelace performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a mild degree of airway obstruction. Here, the air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility of airways obstruction and normalization of forced vital capacity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6-1-22, there's been no significant change, period. To paragraph impression, mild reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Regina Alexander on 12-7-22. Mrs. Alexander performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was slightly less than 1, and the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was greater than 0.8, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 6-14-22, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, mild restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction or without bronchial reactivity showing no significant change, period. Next, 6-minute walk test on John Sullivan. This goes to Dr. Hines. On 12-7-22, Mr. Sullivan performed the 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 95%. Period. After walking 334 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 92%. Period. A paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.